Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Is Dwayne there?
No, this is Calvin. Dwayne's gone. Oh. Sorry, I'm staying at his house.
Well, where did he go?
He went to New Orleans.
Oh. This is his mother. Yeah, I didn't know. New Orleans, huh? Why New Orleans?
For Mardi Gras, I think it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, did he go alone then?
No, he went with a girlfriend.
Oh, really? Well, isn't that interesting, huh? So you're a friend of Dwayne's then?
No, I'm just a sublet.
Oh.
He put it up on squatter.com, and I'm here for a couple weeks until he comes back.
Oh, okay, uh-huh. Calvin, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, good to meet you, Calvin.
Good to meet you.
You know what? You don't sound like you're from here, though.
No, I'm not. I'm from California.
Oh, I see. So what brings you here, then?
A job.
Oh, what sort of work do you do?
I'm an interior decorator.
Uh-huh. You know, you don't sound like an interior decorator.
I don't?
No, you don't. But let me just say this, Calvin. Well, welcome to Minnesota, huh? Gosh, I imagine this weather must be just horrible for you, huh?
Well, I work indoors, so it's okay.
Oh, right. Of course. See, you're not one of those interior decorators who does everything in gray and then puts old dried weeds in vases, are you?
No.
Oh, good. Well, we got enough gray without adding to it, huh? So, anyway. Listen, now, if there is anything I can do to help you, Calvin, you just let me know, okay?
Sure,
now, my
sure.
name is Sylvia, okay? Uh-huh. So if you need anything, I mean, I would be more than happy to, drop everything and come over. You know, fix your lunch, clean that bathroom over there, whatever you need, you tell me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Say, Calvin, do you mind if I ask you a personal question now?
I guess not.
Yeah, okay. Would you ever leave town for 2 weeks and not tell your mother where you were going? Huh?
I guess I wouldn't, no.
Yeah, probably you would not, yeah. No, you'd tell her, wouldn't you? Yeah. Yeah, you'd call her up, right? And you'd say, Mom, say I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of weeks with my girlfriend. And how would you like me to bring you back some beads? Maybe a hurricane glass, huh? Right?
I probably would,
Yeah, of course you would. Oh, Calvin, he didn't run away, did he? I mean, did he take a lot of stuff in cardboard boxes? I mean, did he take his computer?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Say, what was the girl's name now?
I don't know, Sylvia.
Well, was she sort of skinny with purplish hair and a spiderweb tattoo on her neck and sort of angry eyes? Huh?
No, ma'am. She was kind of blondish, I think, and wore a green plaid cape. Oh, and she carried a mandolin.
Oh, no. Not Caitlin. Caitlin, the Irish singer? Oh, boy. What a pill she is, huh? Gosh, all those plaintive songs about the little people. Yeah.
You know, he did leave a note for you, actually.
Oh, yeah?
A post-it. It says, if Mom calls, tell her I can't go to the church supper on Saturday.
A post-it. He left me a post-it? That's it? I tell you, he just keeps pushing me away, Calvin. He keeps pushing me away. You know what? I gotta go blow my nose. Here, Calvin, why don't you talk to my husband? I'm gonna be right back now. Hey, come talk on the phone.
Where is it?
It's a friend of Dwayne's now. His name's Calvin. Take the phone. Well, don't drop it. Just take it. All right,
go. Yeah, who is this?
Hi, my name's Calvin. I'm staying at your son's house while he's in New Orleans.
Okay.
I was just talking to your wife.
Well, that explains it then.
So, what do you do?
Well, I'm retired.
Okay.
Yeah. Mostly go around and look at projects that I'm working on there. Got a whole bunch of projects.
I see.
Yeah, busier than ever. Just trying to finish up some stuff, you know.
Such as?
Oh, you know, you name it. Trying to organize the pieces of lumber in my woodworking shop. And got a big pile of that and whole box of fuses there and coffee cans full of nuts and bolts and screws. You know how that goes. You don't want to throw it out now. You know that.
No.
perfectly good stuff. You just got to get it organized. So.
Of course.
Yeah, plus, which I'm taking a class at the community college.
What's that?
A community college?
No, the class you're taking.
Class in conversational skills.
I see.
Yeah, the wife thought I should do something like that, so.
Uh-huh, your wife.
That's right, yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, don't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, you're probably busy. I should let you go.
Well, yeah, I suppose,
Good talking with you.
Okay, then.
All right, Hank, give me the phone.
All right,
now, just hand it to me. Don't drop it there. Now, Calvin, honey, you still there?
Still here.
Okay, good. Listen to this now. Listen. I want you to come over for dinner. Okay, can ya? Tonight, listen, I'm making spaghetti and meatballs, and I bought a bottle of Merlot. They say it's a manly Merlot. Okay?
If
you don't drink, I mean, that's okay, too. I mean, there's no pressure. I would just like someone to sit down across the table from me and listen. And you just seem so good at that. You know what, Calvin, maybe you could just put on one of Dwayne's sweaters and wear one of his little baseball caps,
ma'am,
huh? I'm just starved for company. Do you know what that's like, honey? Oh, probably not. You probably have hundreds of friends, right? Huh?
Sylvia.
Yeah, what, huh, what?
Sylvia, I can't come over tonight. I have something else going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Something else going on, huh? Couldn't think of a good excuse, so you just toss that one out there like I don't know what it means, right? You just push me aside, Calvin, just like my son does. Go off in search of the young and the restless and shut the elderly up in their prison cells. Oh, I had high hopes for you, Calvin. You seemed so nice. I thought we could be friends. What a fool I was!
Ma'am? Ma'am. Sylvia.
What? What? Yeah.
Let me see if I can rearrange some things. Maybe I could come over for a dessert or...
Well, only if you want to, Calvin. Huh?
You know, I'll check with some other people and I'll call you back.
Oh, well, it's up to you, honey. Don't go to any trouble on my account.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, you know, I want to believe you when you say that.
I will. I promise.
Uh-huh. You know, all my life, Calvin, so many people have said, I'll call you back, and they never, ever did.
Call you back in a few minutes.
I mean, that's how I spent my whole life, honey, waiting for them to call back.
Talk to you in a minute.
Okay, but don't let me down.
I won't.
Okay, and you know, while you're here, Calvin, would you mind looking at our dining room? I just need to do something with it. Huh?
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay, bye now.
Goodbye.
Yeah, no. In Minnesota, we say bye now.
Okay.
Okay, say it. Bye now.
Bye now.
Yeah, good, that's good. All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. Radio Acting Company, ladies and gentlemen.